We are 13 lines down from the top on Memches Amid Beis. The quote from the Mishnah for this new sugya is V'lo yavar tachteha v'mavar tamei. We said that in the Mishnah that a person is not allowed to pass underneath the shade of the Asherah tree, or underneath the, the tree itself. V'mavar tachteha, if a person, v'mavar tachteha, someone, if you pass through it, tamei. They're going to be tamei. So we discussed before that the tumah is only derabanan, and it's not deraisa. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is why? What's the issue there? So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara begins, "My tumah, why would you think to be tumah just walking under a tree? You're not touching the tree. There's no tumah on the tree. Well, presumably. So what is it?" So the Gemara answers, "Yefshar deleika tikrovas avodas kachavim. It's impossible that there isn't an avodah zarah, a tikrovas avodah zarah in the area." And when you're passing underneath it, it carries with it tumah. And the question is, well, since when does Tikrovas Avodah Zarah carry tumah with it if you're not even touching it? So Mani Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri, this must go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's opinion, Netanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, Minayin L'Tikrovas Avodas Kochavim Shemetame Be'ohel, Shenemar V'yitzmedu L'Bal Pe'or, So the pasuk in Tilm tells us that they bow down to Baal Peor, and then it connects it to the idea of zivchei mesim, which is causes tuma. So just so the connection between tuma or tame mace and avodah zarah is that just like a mace has tumas oel, so to avodah zarah carries with it tumas oel. So that's the idea, and that is why if a person passes underneath, there are metame be'ohel. The Gemara continues with the next subject, next section, I'm sorry. It says, Haisa gazel says harabim ve'avar tachteha tower. If the tree was jutting out into the Rosh Hasharabim, and you pass under the tree, in that case, you're tahor. What makes it different? So we said before, if you're gazel starabim, then the rabbis weren't going to make the gzeir derabanan. By the way, the pasuk seems to indicate of tumas oel by yitzmendu lebal peor, that it seems like it's an Isra Doraisa. I mean, there's a pasuk. Okay, granted, it's a pasuk from Tehillim, but it sounds like it would be Tumah Doraisa, just like Tame Mace is Doraisa, so too Tumas Ovis Kochavim should be Doraisa. So that's what Rashi says on the Mishnah, which we mentioned earlier, that Tumah is really only Tumah Derabanan, and the pasuk is just an Asmachta Ba'alma. So now, and therefore, when it's Gezel says Harabim, the rabbis get Heim Amru V'Heim Amru, so the rabbis, just like they were able to Misakin Tumah Derabanan, they can also take it away. So the Gemara asks now, focusing on the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if the tree was gozelas as harabim ve'avar tachta, and he passed by it underneath it, he's tahor. So the Gemara asks, iboilhu avar o over? Are we only talking about an avar, like b'di'evid, he passed by, is he a tamei or not? Or l'chadchila, can he be over? Can he pass underneath it? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei dechizkia amar over. Rabbi Yochanan amar im avar. It's avar. So machlokas Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan. One says it's over. One says it's avar. One says lechadchila. It sounds like one is saying lechadchila, it's okay, and one says no, it's only okay b'di'evit. But the Gemara says v'lo pligis. The Gemara says really Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing. You know why? Hadika dircha achrina, hadalika dircha achrina. They both agree that if there was another way to pass, or to get to your destination without passing underneath the tree, then everyone agrees that l'charchila, you shouldn't go underneath it, and if you did, you're still tahor. But if there wasn't any other way to get there, everyone agrees that l'charchila, you are allowed to go underneath. Now the question, the obvious question is, well, hold on a second. Maybe there's a way to get there without going underneath the Avodah Zarah, but if you go through the Avodah Zarah, it's going to take you 5 minutes. If you go around, they take the circuitous route, it's going to take you 3 hours. Well, are you obligated to take the circuitous route? So Tosos points out on this the small Tosos, the second one, Idi Ika Dircha Achrina, Perish Katar Kazeh. It has to be about the same length. Then we say, if there's another way, which is, takes the same amount of time, well then take the other lane, or take the other route. But if there's a one which is takes you an extra 20 minutes, then certainly you can pass underneath the Asherah tree. Amar le Rav Sheshes l'shamei, Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, Kimatis lahasam arhitni. When you get to there, Gemara said, Rashi explains, when you get to the Asherah tree, arhitni, push me quickly. What do you mean, push me quickly? So Rashi explains that Rav Sheshes was blind, so he needed an someone to help him, an assistant to help him walk. So he said to him, when you get to the tree, make sure you push me ahead quickly. So hechi dami. What's the significance of Rav Sheshes asking his eved or his assistant to make him go faster, to push him quickly? If there isn't any other way, why does he have to run? It's permitted to go through. And if there is another path, well then, well, he can't go through it just by running. You can't go that way. You have to take a different path. So what's happening over here? What's the story? La'olam d'leika dircha achrina. Really, we're talking about a case where there wasn't any other way, and therefore he had to go through. So l'chachila, it shouldn't be even an issue. So why did he say, rush me through it? Adam chashuv shayni. He's an Adam chashuv, and therefore as an Adam chashuv, he has to be more careful. The halacha doesn't bring down the idea of Adam chashuv shayni, but nevertheless, it's preferred to use the Derech Achrina if, all things being equal, we try to use the Derech Achrina. If there's no other option, then that's the option that you can take, and L'chachila, it's not an issue. The top Tosfos does talk about this concept of, can you sit or can you pass by the tzel of a Heichal? Another Heichal of a Zara, can you... If you're walking by a base of Avodah Zarah, can you walk by the shade? Are you getting some type of benefit from the shade of the Heichal? That's not talking about walking underneath the Asherah tree. But that's a discussion about the tzel, which we learned earlier. But Tosfos says that an Asherah tree, just to bring out this point, an Asherah tree is made for shade, as opposed to the base of Avodah Zarah. It's not made to provide shade. It just happens to be a place that houses their services, their worship, and then because of the building is so tall, it also lets out shade. But a tree is designed for shade, and that's why we're more strict by a tree than by a base of Avodah Zarah. But we have other issues about a base of Avodah Zarah, which we've discussed before, that being four amos away, because of either Mars Ayin issues or Harchek, there's an Inyan just to stay farther away. And of course, we have the Isser Hanad discussions. So there are a lot of issues here in general to be mindful of whenever dealing with types of Avodah Zarah, even practical types of forms of Avodah Zarah.